Who more than self? Yeah, country love. Singing something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far, spacious skies, far amber waves of grain, far purple mountain majesties. Yes, he did. Heavy brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everyone. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. And it is Saturday, January 19th. This is America's Heroes Group, and as usual, I'm Cliff Kelly, and I am, of course, the sponsor. But we're a little different today than usual. Our usual panel members are not here today because we are trying to help a specific military operation here, and we've got some great people from this organization. Most of you sure know about it. We'll be talking about helping them. But in the meantime, before I get started, America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by East Lake Management and Development Corporation, 2850 South Michigan, Chicago, Illinois, 60616. Office number is 312-842-5500. Also proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275. The office is 312-781-1977. And as I said, I'm usually here, of course. Our web social media producer is here, Manny Corazari. How you doing, Manny? Good to see you. And, of course, our executive producer is here. Doesn't work without her, Glenda Smith. Hi, Glenda. She's here in the studio. But today is a special, special day. And the Montfort Marines and their place is being is having a problem, and we are so great to be able to help them. The Montfort Marines Association, Chicago chapter members. I think many of you have heard they are having a real problem keeping that wonderful establishment they have had there for I don't know how long. And so we have a special group here today to talk about that because it is so deserving. So the members are here in the studio. Sharon Stokes Perry is a native of Chicago and enlisted in the Marine Corps in 1985 and served 10 years. She was stationed at Camp Pendleton, Camp Smith, Hawaii, Chicago Military Entrance Processing Center, the 2nd Battalion, 24th Marines, She joined the Montfort Point Marine Association in 2007 and was elected treasurer in 2008. She was elected president of the Montfort Point Marine Association Chicago chapter in 2010 and currently remains in that position. She is an advocate for veterans and their families. She holds a Master of Science degree in adult education and a Bachelor of Science degree in organization behavior from Northwestern University. Madam President, it's great to see you here.
Good to see you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here. Secondly, we are pleased to have the financial secretary who's on the phone. He is Mr. James Reynolds, Jr. He was born in Tennessee and moved to Chicago at 7 years old. He was drafted into the Marines and enlisted in Chicago in Illinois. He served during World War II from 1943 to 46 as a clerk on Camp Montfort Point, North Carolina. He also served in Korea from 50 to 51 in the Army and obtained the rank of staff sergeant. He saw combat in Korea. He received 3 Bronze Stars, the Korean Service Medal, National Defense and Good Conduct Medal. He also received a Presidential Unit Citation and Marksman's Badge. He has been a member of the MPMA for 30 years and has served as the Financial Secretary, Housing and Financial Committees. He retired from the Chicago Painters and Decorators Union. Mr. James Reynolds, thank you so much for being with us on the phone. All right?
Yes, you're quite welcome.
Thank you so much, sir. Also, we have Mr. Paul Knox, Jr. Paul Knox is a native of Chicago and graduated from De La Salle High School. He joined the Marine Corps in 1964 and was stationed at Marine Corps Air Station Santa Ana. He served in Vietnam from 1966 to 67. He was then stationed at Marine Corps Recruiting Depot in Paris Island and was honorably discharged in 1968. He joined Montfort Point, Chicago, in 2010 and was elected to the vice president in 2012. He is a member of the Housing Financial Committee and the chairperson of the Membership Committee. He retired from Nestle Corporation after 45 years and was very active, and is very active, I should say, in the community. Mr. Knox, great to see you here in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I love your outfit. You're looking great.
Thank you.
You're looking great. And also, we are pleased to have we're going to talk about the GoFundMe campaign in a moment, but there's another gentleman that I certainly want to mention being here because he is just not only doing a great job, but he's a good friend of mine, and he is a member of the City Council. He is Alderman Roderick T. Sawyer, who is the alderman in the 6th Ward of the City of Chicago, the son of course, the late Chicago mayor, the second black mayor in the city. And he was first elected in 2011 after narrowly defeating the incumbent and is currently serving his second term. He has 2 children. The alderman grew up in the 6th Ward on the south side of Chicago. He is an alumnus of St. Ignatius College, also earned a Bachelor of Science of Finance from DePaul and a Juris Doctor from the Chicago Kent College of Law. Counselor, how are you?
Doing well, Cliff. How
good.
Are you?
Great to see you again.
Always good seeing you.
And
always
you
a pleasure.
Too. You too. We have the counselor here, the alderman, because of the fact that the place we're talking about is in the 6th Ward, and he is trying to help out, and we just appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So, Madam President, why don't you start off and tell us, for people who may not know, what the situation is?
Well, I think it would be great to let everyone know what the Montfort Point Marine story is.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And the Montfort Point Marines are the first African-American Marines to ever serve in the Marine Corps. And they served at a segregated boot camp from 1942 to 1949, located at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And it was a time in the Marine Corps where they didn't allow blacks and whites to train together. So they created a segregated boot camp, which was named Camp Montfort Point, on which they get their name. So according to President Truman, when he segregated the services for all time in 1948.
Desegregated.
Mm-hmm. Desegregated the armed forces. Mm-hmm. for since 1948. Mm-hmm. That camp was closed down in 1949. Mm-hmm. And these men were forgotten. They went on back to their lives. Some of them continued careers in the Marine Corps, serving in World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. Mm-hmm. Others went home to create other lives for themselves. And the group decided in 1965 to have a reunion. And that's when they created their association. And that was in Philadelphia, which is the home of the Marine Corps. So Chapter 1 was created in Philadelphia in 1965, and the Chicago chapter has been here since 1966. They had their first home on East 75th Street, and they had that home from 1970 to 1983. Now, as we speak of our current location, we've been there 35 years since 1983. And during this time of occupation at this location, they have been mostly involved with creating a place to honor their contributions to America. Also creating a place where returning Vietnam veterans could feel at home. Mm-hmm. Because we all know the history of the Vietnam veterans. They didn't receive any ticker tape parades right. when it was time to come home. So right. our association, understanding the undervalue of their service, created a place for them. And for many years, they held the PFC James Anderson banquet, which honors the first African-American to receive a Medal of Honor during Vietnam. So the association has a long history of community service and giving back to their community and giving back to their vets. We boasted a membership of over 200 at that time. Mm-hmm. Now our membership has dwindled to 35, and when that membership was great, they were self-sufficient. They took care of themselves as military people tend to do. They take care of their own, and they did. Mm-hmm. They accomplished that. But when we talk about our heroes, who the youngest of them may be 90 and the oldest of them, you know, is going up in age. In our particular chapter, our oldest World War II veteran is 97 years old, and wow. he's still makes appearances, as we mm-hmm. call it, mm-hmm. and comes by and gives us his words of wisdom and encouragement. And it's a facility where these gentlemen can get together, talk about the good old days, but also educate us about their history and why it's important that we keep and continue to preserve it.
Great statement, Madam President, a good explanation. And, of course, I've known about it for a long time because the place there that used to be open for other things, you know, for you'd have different clubs to come out and they could use the facility at all. And it's just like it's been there forever. You know?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, that's such a great job. I tell you, thank you, Madam President. Mr. Reynolds, he's on the phone. Would you like to add anything?
Well, I concur with what the president stated. Mm-hmm. The place is actually a place for all vets to meet mm-hmm. and network with each other. A lot of the younger vets don't even remember the times that we went through because mm-hmm. I happen to have served in two segregated units, the U.S. Marine and the U.S. Army. So I've been segregated twice. So,
wow.
And rarely you will find someone who has served in two segregated units.
That's right.
Not only different units, you know, mm-hmm. Marine Corps and the Army, but we do a lot there to help the neighbors, the neighborhood, and other vets with their problems that they may have. If we can't address them, we know someone who can.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been the main place to meet and talk about these things.
What unit did you serve in the Army?
U.S. Army 2nd Division. 503rd Field Artillery.
Okay.
Matter of fact, one of the members you might know is Charles Rangel. We served together.
Oh,
in the
absolutely.
Same unit.
Charles Rangel? Yeah. Certainly. Yes.
Right. Yeah. So we were in the same unit.
Wow. So you really did luck out. You got segregated twice.
That's right.
Oh, man. That is really something, Mr. Rangel.
Well, actually, I was segregated three times. Because not only was I in a segregated Marine Corps and a segregated Army, but I served in an Army that didn't care too much for Marines.
Wow.
So I had to adapt. combat.
I got you. Let me remind everybody, you can call us, 773-591-1690. We'd be happy to hear from you. If anybody has a comment or a statement they want to make, we'd be happy to hear it. 773-591-1690. Mr. Paul Knox, Jr. is here in the studio with us. Tell us what you'd like to say about this.
Well, commenting on Mr. Reynolds, to hear the true stories from the World War II vets really made me proud. Because like they say, when we were in, they didn't teach you anything about the Montford Point Marines. They didn't start teaching until about 6 years ago. Mm. So you imagine all those years and nobody knew about it. But one thing about the building is I've like been to lounges and you can hear people whispering about the Vietnam vets, how bad we were and what we didn't do. This place is a home where you don't have to worry about that. All vets come to it. We have women vets, and we just take care of each other. You can get information that you need. We help out with the VA. So it's something else. But to hear their stories,
That's great.
It's really something else.
That is great. Now, we go back to Madam President, or whoever wants to respond. The major problem you're having right now, of course, is the facility itself. Who wants to talk about that? Because this is a serious problem.
Where I can jump in.
Yeah, go right
there,
ahead, Madam President.
We are having some financial difficulties, and a lot of those financial difficulties are the same issues that are happening to veterans organization across the nation. Being able to attract the younger membership, when you talk about the average age of our membership at Chicago, we're talking about an age that's up there around 80 years old as our average age. So we're struggling to attract younger veterans to help carry out the mission of educating the public about the legacy of the Montford Point Marines. But also in that same sense, there is not the financial assistance that we've needed in the past or that we've had in the past. And with the halls being inoperable in our facility also because of a need for a new roof and some new renovations to the facility, we've had a drastic loss in income.
Sure, because you used to have people as I was just coming in. They would come in and rent the place because to come in and have different events and so forth, right?
Yes, our membership has always supported the facility by having their families and their friends come in and have retirement parties, weddings, have Christmas parties, and those things that would generate income.
So the building itself, Madam President, is in disrepair. What's the current situation with that?
Basically, we're in need of a roof. We're in need of a heating system. We're in need into some general makeup on the place. You know, if you've been to a lot of these Chicago institutions, the interior hasn't changed in 20 or 30 years. So that's not just our issue, but that's a lot of issues with the old school Chicago institutions. But, you know, our primary goal is this is where we generate our community service activities.
Yeah.
And this is where we get our biggest thrill and pride in being able to assist our community and being able to go down to Jesse Brown VA and host bingo for the sick and shut-in veterans, mm-hmm. and be able to deliver toys for tots and Christmas baskets to sick and shut-in veterans and community partners designated by the Department of Human Services.
Are you able to do that now? Or, in other words, is the building, is it still open? Is it operating?
Yes, the building is still open and operating, and even though we know we are having our financial situations, you know, we decided that we were going to continue with our program.
Mm-hmm.
We delivered 50 Christmas baskets this right. year to sick and shut-in veterans. And, you know, that's part of our mission. Our mission mm-hmm. is to continue to do those things which bring honor to our membership.
Is the city... I'm sure the city inspectors have been out. Is that right?
Yes, the city inspectors
and
have
they are,
been
and
out.
And they are telling you what?
Well, we've been cited for building violations. Mm-hmm. That's a matter of public knowledge, and we're mm-hmm. addressing those violations.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, cited for building violation. And that's one of the reasons we are so pleased to have the alderman here with us. We just are so pleased that he came in because... Obviously, when you're talking about building violations and so forth, and the alderman certainly knows about that. And alderman, you've been we only have a couple of minutes before we go to a break, but we'll just start off by saying you've been assisting.
thank you, Cliff. Mm-hmm. We've been meeting, and we're having some very productive meetings. We're going to try to get to the crux of the problems. Mm-hmm. And help resolve them. I mean, mm-hmm. this is what we're going to do. I'm confident that we're going to do this with your help and others' help,
absolutely.
Obviously, but we're going to get this together and we're going to work it out.
That's great to hear.
And we'll talk about it on the other side.
Yeah, we'll come back and have you discuss it then. We're just pleased to have the alderman here. Again, America's Heroes Group, a little different than usual, not our usual panel. But this is so important that we certainly had to talk about this, the Montfort Marines situation, and there are so many of us that want to do whatever we can, and we're just pleased to have in our studio the President, Sharon Stokes Perry. Mr. James Reynolds, Jr. is a call-in. He's on the phone. Paul Knox, Jr., is in the studio. And as I mentioned, the counselor, Alderman Roderick Sawyer, is also here, and he's going to be helping. And again, before we take the break, if somebody has a comment or a question, you know how to do it, 773-591-1690. Stay with us. We'll be back.
America, sweet.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, WVON host and honored veteran, inviting you to listen every Saturday from 4 to 5 p.m. as I host America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power regarding the treatment of veterans, retired and active, discussing concerns for affordable housing, social services, Medicare, and all services geared toward veterans. America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power. Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, veteran and host of America's Heroes Group. Eastlake Management staff proudly extends our best wishes to our veterans, armed forces, and their family members during this holiday season. We honor their relentless courage and sacrifice for our country and its citizens. We are proud of our employees who are U.S. veterans and appreciate their strength and commitment they bring to Eastlake Organization. Eastlake Management, founded in 1983, is dedicated to delivering affordable, comfortable housing to the residents at the properties we manage. Happy holidays from Eastlake.
This is why you work so hard to pay the mortgage. Because home is more than four walls and a roof. It's that porch swing on a summer night. It's pajamas with feet and everybody over for Sunday dinner. And that old stuffed chair in the living room you just can't get rid of. This is why you work a second job. This is why you learn to fix things yourself, so you could save on repairs. Because home is your place, your memories, your family sleeping in their own beds at night. And that is why we want to help. We are making Home Affordable, a free government resource that can make paying the mortgage easier. And now even more options are available. Call 888-995-HOPE today. That's 888-995-HOPE. Or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov.
Good night, Mama.
This is why. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
When you were a little kid and you thought about what you wanted to be, teaching was at the top of your list. But things changed. And as you got older, teaching didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you're thinking you'll be something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Now you want to be a doctor. You don't think teachers save lives? 25 at a time. An actress? Try playing a different role every time the bell rings. How about a scientist? Ever heard of physics? Chemistry? Who do you think teaches that? Teachers today are breaking down obstacles, finding innovative ways to instill old lessons, and taking learning far beyond the four walls of the classroom. It's time to recognize that great things are happening in teaching and put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Back. This is, of course, America's Heroes Group. I'm Cliff Kelly, so pleased to be, of course, the person sitting here talking. We were laughing. All the folks around the table listened to that great music. Anyway, America's Heroes Group, and we are doing something special today. It's not our usual show, for those of you who may not have gotten that news. We are doing something that is very special for the Montford Point Marines and that building that they have. And we're going to talk about one thing with President before, and then we're going to go to the alderman, who's going to really give us some great information. But President Stokes Perry, tell us about the GoFundMe page.
Yes, Cliff, we have set up a GoFundMe page, and it has been successful, but we have not yet reached our goal. We have a goal of $200,000 with $75,000 of that goal going toward to paying the delinquent property taxes, and in addition, another $125 to help with the restoration of the building. So if you go to GoFundMe and you type in Save Montford Point, our site will pop up and you can make your donation. And we're really asking that help from our community, our veteran community, our community of individuals who may support a veteran, who know a veteran, to go to that page and type in Save Monford Point and donate.
Okay, I want you to give that once more. What did they type in, Madam President?
They're going to go to the GoFundMe site, type in Save Monford Point, and they will be able to make their donation.
Good. That sounds good. Save my. Now, one thing we want to add all to also is the fact that although this is Monford Point Marines, the installation and what you do is for all veterans.
Yes, yes.
We need
Cliff.
To make that sure because a lot of people, well, I'm in the Army. I think that Mr. Knox, didn't somebody ask you the same thing? If you all will accommodate Army and so forth?
Yes. Yeah. I've had like two or three people recently ask me that question.
Yeah, okay. So it's everybody, anybody who's a veteran. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's very important. Okay.
And we are looking for a few great veterans to come out and help us.
That's great.
And that includes women, too.
Oh, yeah. You got some of the best women. Yeah, that's right. Some of the best vets are women. That's we just had a little discussion about that. Mr. Reynolds, we don't want to close. You just break in and tell us what you want. What's going on? You want to say something?
Well, at my age, I'm 91. I got time to listen to everybody. And one thing you forgot to mention is we waited 69 years to be recognized.
Yeah.
And we finally was able to be recognized and received the Congressional Gold Medal in 2012.
Yeah, that's very important. You got that right. That's very important. Before we go to the Alderman, I'm going to take a call. 773-591-1690 is the number. Nelson's calling. Hey, Nelson, thank you for calling in.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, this is Nelson.
Oh, what's the name?
Milton.
Milton. I'm sorry.
Yes,
I screamed.
Yes.
Okay,
Milton. Your friend that lived down the street from you on 57 Indiana.
Gotcha, Milton. You know? Thank you so much. Yeah.
But I got a son that's in the reconstruction. You know, he's in the rehabbing. Okay. I just called him and told him about the building over there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to try to send him over there, you know, to help you, help y'all out, you know.
You know, that would be great. Now, Milton, if you know this person, right?
Yeah, this is my son.
Oh, your son. Yeah, I guess you do know him. I guess.
Yeah.
And he's in the...
And he does good work.
Okay.
And he's in the rehab, and he's in the rehab business. And
Well, let's take care of that right now. Why don't you give... Would you give your son's number to Madam President, and she can make sure that they talk?
Yes. Yes.
Give the number.
It's 773-329-5129.
Okay.
His name is Brian Montgomery.
Brian Montgomery. Okay, that is great. And she can tell him that that Milton said to call.
Okay. Yes. I just called him and told him about it. Okay. And he said he's going to try to get over there so she can call him and they can get together right away.
That is great, Milton.
Yes.
Listen, I'm a veteran, too, in my house.
Yeah, I'm a veteran of Vietnam. I was over there in 68 and 69.
You too? Yeah, I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks so much. That is wonderful. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Boy, that is just as good as the GoFundMe page. You say, call him now. That's great. Alderman, so tell us what can be done.
Yeah. Actually, that was a very appropriate call that came in. Because
it certainly
was,
yeah.
When we've been talking and we're trying to break it down into two issues. One is the more immediate issue, which is the redemption of the taxes.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, the redemption of the taxes. Mm-hmm. Being a lawyer, when they brought that to me first, I reached out to people that I know that are professionals in the industry that know a little bit more about redemption. And there are always alternate ways to do things. You know, it's not always just pay the money and that's it.
Yeah, right.
So I talked to a friend and former client of mine. He doesn't like to be acknowledged, but he's been very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the phone with him last week, and he was telling me about different ways that we can approach this. He knows the buyer of the taxes already.
Great.
He wants to set up meetings, and he thinks there's a way that we can do this probably less, maybe less than the $75,000 that we would have to outlay.
Great.
So that's the first thing. We're going to work that out.
Great.
We're going to meet again next week to talk about a plan and talk about how much it's going to cost. And we still need to raise money, so we need people to go to the GoFundMe page and make donations. I've secured another anonymous donation for $5,000 from someone that we all know, but the person chose not to be named.
Sure.
And also, I'm going to try to put my little pennies together and give $1,000, and I'm hoping others would do the same.
Beautiful.
But, again, that's the first part is the taxes. The second part, obviously, is the reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad the gentleman called with the help.
Isn't that great?
That was wonderful. Yeah. And I was hoping that we can get others, because I was going to reach out to others, including the sponsor of this show, Mr. Higginbottom, which I know he would love to be helpful, and has a construction company.
Yeah.
And other African-American-owned construction companies to see if I can get a coordinated effort for us to help Montford Point so that they won't be able to spend as much money because we really want them to be self-sustaining once again.
You know,
it's a beautiful location. It just needs a little repair work, a little TLC, and so that way we can resume having events there, people coming there to congregate and have a good time and spend money, which helps them be self-sustaining.
Sure.
So,
and it's fun.
And it's a fun place. I've been there many a time and had a great time.
Yeah.
And it's always cool talking to veterans and talking about, you know, hearing stories. And I forgot to say this at the beginning because I appreciate all of you all for your service because you all have served. And we can't say that enough about this. So it's very important. And it's very important for us, particularly those that haven't served, to want to do their part to assist those who gave their lives for the country. So I want to try to find a way to really help and dive into this. So this has become a cause for me that I'm going to work on, and we're going to make sure that us and all of us together that we can get this done.
Alderman, that's great. That's wonderful. I didn't have any doubt that you would be trying to work out something for it. Is there, Alderman Sawyer, what is it? A lot of people don't know, and, you know, things change. I was a member of the city council, as you know, but, that was back when the earth was cooling. So, Neighborhood Opportunity Fund.
It's a grant opportunity that, based on monies we've received based on people buying density, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure.
On zoning issues, and there's a pot of money there that's become available. We use it to help businesses in South and West Side communities, existing businesses, startup businesses. It's become quite a large pot of money, and that's I know that there's been some applications made. We're going to try to find out where that is with Montford Point and see if we can provide any assistance with that.
Okay.
That's just one avenue. But, again,
we
don't want people to think to be relieved of the obligation to donate money.
Exactly.
Please, donate money to Montford Point.
Exactly.
Go to the site.
Yeah.
Come drop off a check. Do whatever you can to support this great organization.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's absolutely correct. Let's go to Stan. Hi, Stan. You're on WVON. Stan?
Yeah, yes.
Hi.
I'm sorry. How you doing,
Stan? That's okay.
Man?
I'm fine, Stan. Thanks for calling.
Great, great. And Alderman and Madam President, I'm so happy that I was able to tune in to your station today. I heard you talking about it some time back, and I'm glad you brought it back up to the front. I have a cousin that lives up in Detroit, Michigan. He was the recipient of that Medal of Honor that was given to the Montford Point Marines, and
wow.
I had a chance to take a look at it. He's way up there in numbers. He's just as vivid in his imagination about how that whole operation was going. And the pictures that I saw of the crew, I say, boy, that is incredible. And he is really happy to have served in that segregated situation. I have heard I wanted to know the address so that we could drop by, and your previous caller did make a mention about maybe someone can come in and volunteer to do services down there. And I'm so glad you have a GoFundMe page. I'm definitely going to get on that. And as far as my cousin is concerned, I'm going to let him know what's going on with this chapter here in Chicago. And he was really, like I say, I'm a vet as well. But when I sit and I talk with him, I go, get out of here. So I know they experience sometimes being set apart, and it's amazing that barrier is still tall, and we just have to keep on fighting until we tear it down.
We certainly do, Stan, and that's a great comment, and I want to thank you so much. And one thing you brought up, what's the address? I don't think we've ever mentioned that since we've been talking.
Yes, thank you, Stan, and thank you for your support. The address to the facility is 7011 South Vincennes, V-I-N-C-E-N-N-E-S, that's Chicago, Illinois, 60621. And that is if you want to make a direct mail contribution. You can also call us at 773-873-6600 to call about more information regarding the facility and also to make other donations or arrange to have me pick up donations, because I pick up donations too.
I would too. So I could just come by the facility and just leave a check if I like?
Yes, sir. You can put a check in the mailbox.
Okay. All righty. I appreciate that. And thank you very much for all your help in this matter.
Stan, thank you so much. Appreciate you bringing that up. That's great.
Okay, bye.
That is wonderful. Yeah, that's a lot of people, I'm sure, because as the alderman mentioned, there are so many of us that remember the place, you know.
Yes,
but, and it's just a shame that it's gotten to this point. But a lot, you know, and it's not just, and the alderman certainly knows this as I do, and all of us. It's not, this has special meaning, because there are so many businesses in our community, because we haven't supported them, don't exist anymore. You know what I mean?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but they don't have the meaning behind them. It's a different, right, it's a whole different issue. Mm-hmm. So that makes a big difference. I remember we used to have fun on 71st Street.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes, we did.
You didn't think I'd forgotten that, did you?
No, we had church service there.
Did they? Oh, that's funny. If anybody else wants to call in, please do so, 773-591-1690. This is so, so, so important. Mr. Reynolds, I just want to make sure we don't leave you out, because, you know, you have so much to say, but you're not here in the studio. Did you have anything else you wanted to mention to us? Mr. Reynolds, can you hear us? I hope we didn't. No, I see he's back on the screen. Mr. Reynolds? Okay. I hope we'll get him back.
Hello?
Okay, there you are. Okay. I was trying to reach you because, you know, I don't want to think that you are less important simply because you're not in the studio. We've got a good conversation going here. I just wanted to make sure. Was there anything else that you wanted to mention to us?
Yeah. I truly appreciate the support that we're getting, and we need to see these things happen before we lose everything, before we all pass away.
Yeah.
Old Marine. So we're trying to smooth as possible.
Okay.
So I want to thank everyone that's participating and helping us out. He's done a lot of great things, and I think he's going to do a lot more, and I want to give. And without our president, we wouldn't be this far. So thank you so much.
Okay. I want to thank you, Mr. Reynolds. And when we say our president, we're talking about Sharon Stokes Perry. I just want to make sure everybody knows.
That's right.
It's not our commander in chief. I'm glad you folks understood where I was going with that. This has really been some great information. Mr. Knox, same thing to you. I mean, this is a great thing that I'm sure you have a lot of memories. Do you talk to a lot of the people you serve with?
Not that I served with, but I'm so interested in the history to get to talk to these first Marines.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable. to hear the real story, because it's not in history books, which it should be as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm. Should be, absolutely.
And the only thing I'm glad is they did make changes, and they do teach the Marines coming in now about the Moffett Point history.
Yeah, which is a good thing, a very good thing. You know, Madam President, we certainly did well with the Tuskegee Airmen and the history and so forth. Why do you think that this is the same type of story? Why do you think that it hasn't been... It's been recognized relative to the medals and all, without a doubt, but not the continuous mentioning of it in history. Why do you think there's a difference? There shouldn't be.
You know what? I'm not sure why there's mm-hmm. a difference, and this would be not to take anything away from the Tuskegee Airmen, because they are a great part of our military history,
sure.
And I believe there's some 400 or 500 of them. But you're talking about 20,000 African-American Marines who served during World War II, who served on Guam, Saipan, Iwo Jima, Marianas, Marshall Islands, into Niwak. And I don't know why the recognition isn't there. And I believe part of it is because it was never introduced in the Marine Corps formally until General Amos made it mandatory reading from private to general. So... you know, leadership starts at the top, and if the top decides to make it recognizable, then it becomes recognizable. And I think a lot of the work that we, groundwork that we did with the Black Caucus to ensure that they were recognized, you know, we sent that bill up to Congress time and time again, and it never garnered enough votes. So as Mr. Reynolds said, 69 years later, it finally got the right amount of votes, and that 112th Congress passed that and made them Congressional Gold Medal recipients. So it's a story worth knowing. It's a story that most people don't know, because everyone is familiar with the Tuskegee Airmen. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I was familiar with the Tuskegee Airmen, and I was a Marine and didn't know the history of my own service. So, you know, I welcome letting that knowledge be out. I welcome educating the public about the Moffett Point Marines and their successes. I want the community to go to that GoFundMe page and put in Save Moffett Point and make their donations, or to call 773-873-660 so they can find the address to make their donations. And first and foremost, as anyone that's African-American and has served their country, one of the things that the first. Everyone has to be a first. Someone has to be the first. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times they fought for the right to fight. They had to fight for the right to fight.
Yeah.
And often they weren't treated as well as our German prisoners at the time. So their perseverance is testimony to the strength of their service, to the dedication of their service. And as an organization that embraces all branches of the service, we salute them. They are heroes, and we stand on their shoulders.
You know, talking about, just mention some of those names you mentioned, Madam President, where they fought in the Pacific. Some of those, I'm a military historian.
Yes.
I like talking about. And the war I'm most famously talking about is the Civil War, because it tells you a lot. But just mention Saipan. You mentioned some of those. Those were horrific battles.
Yes, and they fought. They have fought in almost every battle. In World War II, even though they were non-combatants.
Yes.
You know, they were supposed to be individuals to take supplies to the real troops.
Yeah, that was the Red Ball Express.
I was about to say, anybody know anything about combat?
That's true. Let's take another caller before we run out of time. Colonel Jeffries is on. Hi, you're on WVON 1690.
Hi, Cliff, and to your guests.
Hi.
Tired now. And I just want to support them, even though they're Marines. Go Army. Truly. And thank you, Cliff, for bringing this, because we have other established organizations, and they always don't mean us well, you know, because racism is truly rearing its ugly head. So I I sent in a few coins, and I'm looking to get some more. And we need to keep this going as I transition to become a, well, I'm a ROTC instructor at Howe Park, and I'm looking to do more things.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
I'll talk to you about that, Cliff. But
Do so.
Okay, and you all have a great day.
And you too, Colonel. And thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel.
Great. I want to thank all of our callers, our listeners, and, of course, our guests, and certainly our team.
Regarding any questions or concerns about affordable housing, social services, wellness care, please feel free to call America's Heroes Group at 312-803-2618. We're located at 155 North Weicker Drive, Suite 4250. Thank you for watching us live on Facebook. Make sure you hit the Facebook like button at the top of our Facebook page. Therefore, you stay connected and you will receive future notifications regarding future shows, events, and information regarding veterans, armed forces, and their family members, and the community. We'd like to thank our partner, Ms. Dorothy Lavelle. You can read the Chicago Reader articles on veterans, armed forces, and their family members online at www.chicagocrusader.com. To subscribe to the Chicago Crusaders weekly column, Voices with Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, call Chicago Crusader at 773-752-2500 or send an email to ads@chicagocrusaders.com to request a subscription. And I apologize for my voice. I'm struggling with a cold.
All right. Thank you so much. That, of course, is our executive producer. We want to thank all of our callers and of course, our guest here and the alderman. And thank you to our technical producer, Tiara Randall. Ms. Randall, thank you so much. Great job. Thanks, everybody. And we are told that tomorrow's temperature is going to be 65 and sunny. in Miami. Thanks, everybody. Have a very safe day.